What Happened Last Summer by a Mature Student. One day during the summer, I woke up and I was in so much pain. I got up, dressed and had my breakfast. I made a phone call to my GP to make an appointment. When I saw my doctor, she said, "What can I do for you?" I explained that my leg was hurting and could she do anything for me? The doctor had a look and said, "You need to go over to the hospital to get a few tests done because it has gone too far. I cannot treat you with any medication." I went over to the hospital and as soon as the nurse saw my leg, she said, "I will get the doctor to have a look at that. Don't go anywhere." The nurse came back with the doctor. The doctor said, "Come with me and I will have a look and we can go from there." I had x-rays, a scan, blood tests. The tests took a couple of hours to do. I was still in a lot of pain with my leg. I asked the doctor for some pain relief. As time was passing by, I noticed people coming and going. There was no change with the pain in my leg. It always seems to be that way when I am in the hospital. Eventually, someone called my name. Even though I was on blood thinners, the doctor suggested it could be a clot, but was not sure where the clot could be. He suggested that my leg might need to come off. I was told I would have to stay in hospital for a few days. I went into the bathroom. I had baby wipes with me. I rubbed my leg and the colour came off on the baby wipe. It turned out to be the dye from a new pair of jeans I had on. When I went back to the doctor and told him what had happened, the doctor suggested that it could only happen to him. He said, "This is the first time in my career that this has happened." He had a good laugh about it. Everybody heard him laughing and asked what he was laughing about. He explained to the staff and they all had a good laugh. I did get a shock when the doctor suggested that my leg might need to come off. It is great to know I'm going to keep my two legs. I can now laugh at it myself. At this moment in time, all I can do is keep coming to my classes, go to the gym and get on with my life. I'm grateful to the wife for her support and all the hard work done by doctors in A&E departments all over the country. This is my story. I would like to share it with everyone around the college and further than the college too.